Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3. It is the 4th of July, Independence Day. We are live every day but Christmas. Remember that mantra, every day but Christmas. And as I said to Sheriff Johnson yesterday, I'll say to Sheriff Simmons, who's in the studio with me today, we get that one day off, y'all get no days off. Like, there's no day when there's no cops, right?
Well, yeah, that's the plan.
There's always cops. I mean, you each individually get days off, but yeah. There's always a day when there's cops. Let's talk about some things. First, any big incidents take, but it seems, and I know y'all don't like to say it this way because, you know, there's always stuff going on, but it seems like it's been a relatively quiet week crime-wise in Escambia County.
Yeah, I was looking at the unusuals, looking at the reports for the last couple of days to prepare for the show, this 4th of July special that you have airing this morning, and there's really not much going on. In fact, we were looking at the six-month stats that we compile, and heck, our violent crime's down, our non-violent crime's down, our homicides are down. Again, this is just a snapshot, a six-month snapshot.
Like year over year?
But yeah, okay. From last year and then the year before. It's hard for us to compare it to 2020 because it was a COVID year
where
things
right.
kind of messed up. You know, so weren't many people working, weren't many reports. So we go for 2021, which still had a little COVID to it, but mostly 22 and 23. And again, the year over stats are looking pretty good.
Very well. Hey, I will take that. That's good news. The only story that I had seen was a guy who apparently was claiming to be Jesus, also claiming to be an FBI agent, which makes sense. And
Wouldn't
also
he be better at it?
Yeah, I don't. You would think, right?
Always Andrew
and, Huff. And also involved in, I guess, battery on some of the guards at HCA, Florida West Hospital.
We end up arresting a guy named Zachary Armstrong. He's a 37-year-old. We charged him with two felony counts of battery, and that was on the West Florida security guards. He was saying some kind of outlandish things while he was getting treatment up there, and ended up battering them. There's a mugshot picture of him. I've seen pictures of Jesus, and this ain't him.
Okay.
Well, at least doesn't look like the ones that I'm aware of, and I know Jesus.
I know you do. That's exactly right. Two things I've kind of wanted to follow up with you on. One is, and you and I had talked a lot about concealed carry. The rules mm-hmm. changed, obviously, on Saturday. If you would be eligible to get a permit, you are now allowed to carry even without that permit, but you still can't carry drunk. You still can't carry in a bar or on a school. There's all kinds of rules, even if you think you're allowed to. The one that had concerned me the most is I was worried that people were going to do it illegally, and they were going to try to open carry. Because people would hear the term constitutional carry, they would think it means open carry, and then they would open carry and get in trouble. Santa Rosa said they have had zero incidents so far in Escambia County.
Zero.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of a single call where an individual called to complain on someone about since July, since the law
first,
changed.
Okay.
And in fact, I don't recall any over the last year or two, really.
Great.
But yeah,
well,
that
I lost a bet with
well.
Alex Andrade. Alex, he said, and nobody would be, you know, misled like that. Nobody would misunderstand or make dumb decisions. And I said, yeah, but you've met people, right? And he was right. I said there'd be some, and he said there'd be none. So he wins the bet.
Well, my biggest concern would be and remains that someone will try to conceal carry but not do it well.
Yeah.
You know, and a gun would fall out or something like that would happen. And quite honestly, if that's happened, we haven't got any report of it. And you know, to your point, we haven't had any reports of individuals trying to open carry.
Well, that's great. I will take that as news. One thing, and I don't know if you'll know the answer to this, but we were having a conversation with Sheriff Johnson yesterday about self-defense on your property and how, you know, you cannot draw, brandish, threaten, or actually shoot somebody merely for trespassing. Now, if they threaten you, of course, that's a different story, but just somebody being on your property doesn't justify anything related to deadly force with a firearm.
That's correct.
But somebody had asked me the question, well, what about if I have rubber bullets? What about if I have, you know, something that's non-lethal or less lethal or rubber buckshot or something like that? And I didn't know the answer, and I'm sure it doesn't come up very often, but do you know the answer?
Well, I would liken that to, you know, again, it's this reasonableness standard that we talk about a lot. I would liken that to if you had a stick or a club or a bat or a rake in your hand, if someone just walks on your property, you can't just attack them with a weapon. And that's the same thing with the rubber bullets. You have to be, it has to be reasonable You know, you have to tell them, get off your property or have some sort of other altercation. You need to feel a threat of some sort.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Just give us a call.
Yeah.
You don't have to use rubber bullets or anything else. Now, I think the rules, I mean, I know the rules are different on your own property. We talked about open carry.
Right.
And anyone that's been to a pawn shop knows that they typically carry it open. It's their private property. They can do that. And you can do that on your own property. If you're going out in the backyard, you know, if you feel, you know, concerned about snakes or whatever, you can carry a weapon on your own property.
If your neighbor's mowing the lawn and he's got a gun on his hip, that's okay.
It's okay.
That's allowed. That's his property. Yeah.
You know, this is Florida.
It is Florida.
you can do the stuff like that.
That's exactly right.
It's America.
It is America. It's a Scambia County. It's all of these things.
You have those rights.
Just since we're kind of in this vicinity, and since it's relevant to a day like today, certainly we don't want anybody shooting guns up in the air, any of that kind of stuff. But it is worth knowing that as long as the bullet doesn't leave your property and you take precautions for safety, you can shoot a gun on your property in Escambia County.
That's correct. You can do that, whether it's 4th of July or whether it's the 5th or 6th of July. You can do that on your property. We just ask that you have some civil liability potentially. Mm-hmm. We get calls a lot, specifically on the north end, where there's shots being fired in the backyard. We go there and say, shoot it into the ground. Make sure that you're not shooting into someone else's property. It can't cross a roadway. I mean, there's some rules there. And if you shoot the bullet up in the air, it's not going to land on your property. I guarantee it. So I would not recommend that an individual shoot a gun in the air.
As you know, my wife and I go biking all the time, and you know, I like biking in the country. One of the fun things you get biking in the country is, well, there's some gunshots. that just is, you know, more so even in Santa Rosa County than in Escambia, but in both counties. I was surprised to learn, the PNJ had a good article the other day, even though the Florida state has said it's legal to shoot fireworks, things that go up and things that explode, right. On the 4th of July, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day, I was surprised to find out. I knew the city of Pensacola had a separate ordinance that had been grandfathered in. I was surprised to find out that Escambia has a prohibition on this. It is still illegal to shoot fireworks, even on the 4th of July, in Escambia County. What level of enforcement are you guys doing with that? I mean, I know there's only so many resources, and I know you have to use common sense, but what's the sheriff's attitude towards that activity in Escambia County?
It's illegal. There's an ordinance against it. And when we get a call to a crime, then we will respond. It is not the highest priority that we have on the 4th of July. Quite honestly, we're going to other calls first. So all I can tell you is that we will go when we're called. And again, if you're just using one or two, or you're being very wise with it, you're probably not going to get a call anyways. If we get a call, it's usually because your stuff's landing on someone else's yard, mm-hmm. or you're doing it so dangerous in the roadway that kids may be in jeopardy. I think that in those cases, obviously, that will be a little higher on our priority list. But the short answer, Andrew, is we get hundreds of calls on the 4th of July. So what we'd recommend is go downtown or go to the beach if you really want a good fireworks show.
I believe it. And I assume you get a lot of calls that are well, it sounded like a gunshot to me, and which is hard to tell the difference. Actually, I don't know the answer to this. I'll ask you in a second because I'm curious.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They can't tell the difference.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. First, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
First, I have a query.
Oh.
Roads are fine. Okay, well, we have ShotSpotter technology.
You're ruining the question. He knows that's what I'm going to ask next.
About?
Go ahead.
Fireworks?
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, well, that was my query. Okay, roads are fine. Thanks a lot. I never get to talk on this show. 9 Mile, not showing any issues. Mobile Highway is clear. Since it's just fine, you want me to go out and start some stuff so you guys have something to do?
What's the difference today versus other days?
There it is. So why are you like this, Chip? Oh, can I?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Since we have ShotSpotter technology, which is really bad, but...
Coming, right.
Can we get fireworks spotter technology specifically for 57th and Jackson in West Pensacola? I'm talking to you, neighbors. Because they from 10 to 3, when am I allowed to call you guys? I mean, I do anyway and go, oh man, I think it's a gunshot.
You can call us anytime.
I know.
See?
Well, so what's the question?
I'm just mad.
ShotSpotter can tell a gun.
Oh, that wasn't my question.
It can differentiate. Well, it can differentiate between a low caliber and a high caliber gun. So my assumption is it can differentiate from a fireworks because, again, certainly the the ones that whistle a little bit.
Right. There's a unique sound of that that's not made by a gun.
But here's the thing. On the 4th of July, that shot spotter will probably go off with some gunshots as well as fireworks. And so we'll have to just, you know, play it by ear.
And just to be super abundantly over the top clear about it, you cannot just randomly shoot a gun either in the city or in the county unless it's properly contained within your property and safety taking place. You can't just start shooting guns on the 4th of July.
You can't shoot guns into the air.
There you go.
That will leave your property or across the roadway.
There you go.
But you can shoot a gun, again, whether it's the 4th of July or any other day.
I also wanted to ask you, for Blue Angels weekend coming up, which is going to be, obviously, it is always a huge personnel investment for your agency. Any words of advice for people, or just, you know, what's the thing you wish they would listen and do that they maybe don't always?
Well, I was going to get into that in a safety tip, but I'll go ahead and kind of mention
it a
little
bit.
Okay,
well, we can wait, because I had a couple other things I wanted to ask you about. One was you got a Female Blazer Academy starting soon.
We do. In fact, we're still accepting applications, so there's still a couple spots remaining. Pull up to our Facebook page, Escambia County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. We'll be taking applications through the 14th of this month with the classes. There'll be six classes every Tuesday starting on August the 1st. So, again, if you have a female ages 13 to 15 that you feel like would benefit from this mentoring program that we have, please feel free and give us a call or go online and you can register.
Outstanding. A question that's not related to anything else we've been talking about, but I'm assuming this is related to a personal situation, and it's a good question that other people might benefit from. Does the sheriff's office have any help or any? Do you offer any help? And I suppose that also means advice for battered women preparing for restraining order hearings. Any words of guidance? Any help, counseling, consultation? Is there anything like that?
We have a victim's advocate. If you're a victim of a crime or a victim of something that you would need that, yes, we have a couple of victim advocates, actually, and they can certainly provide that assistance to you. We don't have any other programs that are specific to what you just mentioned, but we do have a victim's advocate that can certainly provide some insight, some guidance on the step and then the next step and what's next.
Outstanding. Well, and I mean...
But actually, they're pretty good at the clerk's office down there.
Oh, okay.
When they give those, they get some brochures they can give you, and they can give a lot of good advice, and they're experts in that thing.
And it's, I mean, a horrible situation to begin with, mm-hmm. and then it's awful many times when you're put in the position of having to, you know, give the testimony and explain. It's all difficult. So I'm glad there's some resources available. Last thing we always like, as you said, we like to end with a safety tip of some kind, and today you have a safety tip for us, Sheriff?
Well, I guess the safety tip is pretty obvious, self-explanatory. It's the fireworks, and then it's the Blue Angels. So I'll merge them into one. The fireworks, obviously, you use your head on these things. There's been a lot of x-rays going around with people with mauled fingers and hands and feet and stuff. So, you know, that can be dangerous. Certainly watch out for your kids. Kids don't know the difference between, you know, what'll go up in the air and how loud, you know, and how dangerous these things could be. And then the second thing, again, we're moving into, this is the, you know, Tuesday is 4th of July, and then this weekend we're having the Blue Angels Air Show, which is Friday and Saturday. So really just be patient. You know that there's only one island. There's only so many spots on that island. Everyone wants to get on the island, and those who aren't already there. So just be patient. Bring your water. You know, if you're going to get into the water, be cognizant of the riptides. There's been too many drownings in the Gulf Coast. So, again, we want everyone to be safe. We want everyone to be, healthy and have a good time. But we also insist on no drinking and driving.
And I'll say it this way, sort of on behalf of your officers. There's a, you know, in this area, the number of people who would say, oh, yeah, I support the police. Great. That's important. Support the sheriff, support the police. One of the ways you can support the sheriff or the police is by not doing dumb things that then tax them and their resources and make them less able to devote resources to doing other things that have to happen. So, you know, if you get dehydrated and it takes a cop to rescue you, well, now you've strained a system of response that didn't have to be. So if you care about the cops, then don't do dumb things that make them have to deal with you. That's a good way to show your love for the cops.
Yeah, you know, what we really would like is for our deputies to be out there and patrolling neighborhoods and not have any calls for service, so they can be proactive, and they can stop cars from speeding, and they can stop people from dealing drugs and such. But you're right. There are times when people do some crazy things. We had an accidental shooting just last night, so our deputies have to respond to an accidental shooting, and they're not available for a wreck with injuries or something that we might otherwise have been able to go to in short order.
Absolutely, and also people, there are thousands of injuries every single year from people who inappropriately use fireworks, and sparklers are not safe. I mean, they may not shoot and explode, but they're very, very, very hot. Kids get burned all the time, and so not to use them, just be safe, be wise, be smart, because you don't want to take your kid to the ER on the 4th of July.
Yeah, and I mean, there's still some sharp objects, and you don't want someone to get shot in the eye and, have lifelong damage because they're just trying to have fun with fireworks.
Absolutely. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, thanks for everything you do. Thanks for informing us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.